Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It is the final broadcast of this week, Friday, the 9th day of April, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Another ultra-massive show broadcast lined up for you today. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know, a lot of people really aren't pointing out the real reasons for this disgusting, corrupt, lying war that's getting so many of our troops and Iraqis killed. It's not just about oil. It's not just about weapon sales and no-bid contracts. Wars in the last 500 years have, according to statesmen themselves, after they retire in their own memoirs, have been about distracting attention domestically. The real war, that is the main front of the globalist war for a new world order, is the domestic police state that's being set up here right now. So we'll get into Shiite militants control three Iraq cities, Japanese, Israeli, Arabs kidnapped or held as prisoners of war. We'll be getting into that. But in the last 2 weeks, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has said no more warrants to search your house or business. About 10 days ago, week and a half ago, the Supreme Court said no more Fifth Amendment. We've had guests on who've been arrested for having a sign in their yard that says our court system is corrupt or our court system is a joke. And I see these articles every day, but here's one out of the Associated Press, and it's being posted right now on Infowars.com. And Supreme Court Justice, the big gun-grabbing socialist, Anthony Scalia, the guy that goes on hunting trips days before he has Dick Cheney's case before him, which is openly criminal, the treacherous, traitorous, larcenous creature Anthony Scalia, at public meetings is having AP reporters basically held down and their recorders are being taken, things are being erased. Now, we know in past speeches he said it's time to get rid of the Constitution, it's... Chief Justice Rehnquist 2 years ago at a big meeting in Virginia told hundreds of federal judges that we're going to go ahead and get rid of the Constitution, that that's a good thing. We got top generals in the news saying how wonderful martial law is. We've read those articles and posted them. You know, they have specials on Nightline about how good it is. And, well, now you go to a public meeting in a university and try to record Scalia, and he'll have you arrested. And we've been at meetings and seen this selectively enforced. If they know who you are, they'll walk up while 10 cameras are rolling. They'll say, turn yours off. Turn your tape recorder off. They'll have plainclothes goons, at least in our cases here in Austin, plainclothes military officers. This, by the way, has been in the Wall Street Journal. We're not making this up. They will have them hold you down and take what you got and then have police arrest you. So you want troops to arrest you, just like in China. They're in the universities, they're at the public meetings. The troops in plain clothes are all part of the new freedom. And, you know, this is just like Vietnam, where they slowly put the troops in, slowly built it up, and then suddenly overnight it was a full-scale war. Well, the globalists, since the late 80s, have had troops in plain clothes, troops in police uniforms, busting down gun dealers' doors, running secret checkpoints. But see, now it's starting to come out in the open, and then boom, it's going to radically expand from there. But we're not off in Vietnam. We're here. It's all happening here. Journalism group protests Scalia tape grab. A deputy federal marshal violated the law and fundamental tenets of press freedom when she ordered two reporters to erase recordings of a speech by Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scalia, a journalist advocacy group said yesterday. And there's been several cases of Scalia doing this. At public meetings, arrest that woman. We'll be right back.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello folks, Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, it is Friday, the 9th of April, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Nationwide, coast to coast, state, federal, local courts are saying no First Amendment, no Second Amendment, no Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment. And they're not even claiming that it's to fight terrorists now. It's just you don't have any rights. We run your life. About a month and a half ago, Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky, and he's going to be calling in on the show today, gave a Ron Paul C-SPAN speech taped off television to a state police officer and my film, The Road to Tyranny. And the state police officer later arrested him and said, these are threatening to the government, threatening to me. The judge in pretrial said you were guilty, even beforehand, which would normally throw the judge out and throw the case out, of giving anti-government videos to police, and you're going to pay for it. And it was in the newspaper. They just calmly report giving police mainstream, you know, C-SPAN stuff in my film. Stuff like that is just, it's pure evil. It's just communicating. It's like Tiananmen Square every day or something. And then you've heard about, you know, the guy with the sign in his yard that said our court system is a joke, so he gets arrested. I see these type of articles every day now. We experience it with our listeners. And this is from the Associated Press. Journalism group protests Scalia tape grab. This is a big deal. A deputy marshal violated the law and the fundamental tenets of press freedom when she ordered two reporters to erase recordings of a speech by Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scalia, a journalist, Avasi Karup, said Thursday. The Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press said in a letter that the marshal violated the Privacy Protection Act, which says government officers may not seize materials in the possession of people who plan to distribute them through public communication. It is clear that the state's purpose is to provide maximum protection for the news media against seizures of work product, the group wrote in a letter signed by Committee Executive Director Lucy Doglish, who's coming on the show later, Legal Defense Director Greg Leslie, and Christine Murphy, a legal fellow. Justice Department employees should receive approval from the Attorney General before ordering a journalist to turn over their work materials, the letter said. Because the marshal failed to do so, her action should lead to a reprimand or other disciplinary action, according to the letter. Folks, I see articles every week where somebody's out on the side of the highway videotaping police, and they just come over and grab the camera and smash the tape or steal it. And the article goes on. We are also urged that all such officials be reminded of the important interest at stake when dealing with the news media, the letter said. Now, do they sneak into a Scalia meeting and get this? No, these were public meetings at high schools and universities. The letter was addressed to Attorney General John Ashcroft, U.S. Marshals Service Director Jingo G. Riane, and Nehemiah Flowers, the U.S. Marshal for the Southern District of Mississippi. During a speech Scalia gave on the Constitution in Mississippi Wednesday, a woman who identified herself as Deputy Marshal Melanie Rube demanded that a reporter for the Associated Press erase a tape recording of the justice's comments. Now, it's funny. Last night, before I even saw these articles, I meant to go pull Rehnquist's comments from 2 years ago, Scalia's comments from a year ago, where they both said, we're getting rid of the Constitution, it's not good, your rights are a privilege, we've got to do this. And when we found those, and we're reposting those. It's funny, I was thinking about their weird comments last night. Then this morning I get up and find this article from the Associated Press, and his speech was about the Constitution. We want to get the reporters on. How much money do you want to bet, if you were a betting person, that he was trashing the Constitution and trashing the Bill of Rights and probably defending the Fifth Circuit ruling that there's no Fourth Amendment, the Supreme Court ruling that there's no Fifth Amendment of last week? Now, we're going to get these reporters on. How much do you want to bet the tapes that were taken from him at two separate meetings have his similar statements of the past on them? And what does this say about his mentality, the arrogance? The reporter initially resisted, but later showed the deputy how to erase the digital recording after the officer took the device from her. The marshal also made a Hattiesburg American reporter erase her tape. We're very upset over the forced erase of our reporter's tape and believe that that crossed the line, AP Mississippi Chief of Bureau Frank Fisher said Thursday. We hope this will never happen again. It's happening every day, sir. Fisher added that the erasure doesn't show a lot of respect for the First Amendment. Scalia gave two speeches Wednesday, one at Presbyterian Church High School and the other at William Carey College. He did not warn the audience at the high school that recording devices would be forbidden, but issued a warning before the college speech. Since when do you go to a public place to give a speech and then say you can't record it? See what they're doing? This is how shameful, this is how ashamed they are. They want the dumbed-down audience to hear it, but not those of us that can think. At a reception following Scalia's speech at William Carey, the justice told television reporters that the local television station, WDAM-TV, to leave. They told the television station to leave. A member of his entourage also told newspaper photographers that they could not take pictures, but a college official reversed the order after non-media guests started snapping photos. See, it's all selective. William Carey spokeswoman Jenna Graves later apologized to the media. A spokeswoman for the Supreme Court said it is up to Scalia and his staff to get guidelines for coverage of his events, so he's God. Spokespeople for the Justice Department said Marshal Service did not immediately respond to calls seeking comment yesterday. Now, we're about to go to Kelly Rushing from the Lyon County situation with an update. I need to get him in contact with the Court Watchers Association that's now moving to sue Judge Harrelson in Alabama in Jackson County that arrested a citizen for putting a little sign on his own property saying, our court system is a joke. But this is a big deal. Scalia is such a mobster, is so arrogant, that he went hunting multiple times in the weeks before he sat for the case of the Supreme Court over Dick Cheney's Energy Commission records. Now, again, that's like a mobster or the person being, you know, being prosecuted going on a hunting trip with a judge. That's what it is. It's patently illegal and criminal. It's not even a civil matter. But they commit the crimes right out in the open to train you to accept it. Now, again, Kelly Rushing joins us. And, Kelly, just for those that haven't heard your story, briefly give us a recap of it and then tell us the latest developments, sir.
Well, the recap is that I had put a tape into an officer's mailbox, and I put another one in there that said that this stuff was coming from different directions. I didn't want him to think that, because I've had others tell me that you were just some nut and didn't know what you were talking about, that never made it in the movies. Okay?
So you put Road to Tyranny in there first, then to show, hey, here's a video of a congressman on the floor of the House saying the same thing.
Right. And the second tape is what he came after me for. He saw me put that one in there, evidently, because...
Okay, and so he goes and pulls you over. He says, you threatened me with this tape. They arrest you. Now let's go to what the judge said in the Lyon County Courthouse in the pretrial. Tell us what he said.
He said that I was guilty of giving an anti-government police tape to an officer.
So you're guilty of the First Amendment giving somebody a C-SPAN video. Okay, then from that point... I haven't talked to you in a few weeks. You were trying to get them to drop it. What happened after that?
Well, since then, they are evidently pursuing this thing, and I'm going to go to court Monday on charges of terroristic threatening. Now, they did drop the two charges of menacing on their own because I wouldn't take a plea bargain for... harassment.
And they're saying it's a terroristic... Now, the judge already told you you're guilty in the pretrial, which, by the way, just because he did that, he should be impeached just for that. They're not... The judge isn't supposed to say you're guilty at the start of the trial. So where is all this going? They're charging you with terroristic threat. What are they saying now?
Well, they haven't said a whole lot yet. I know that my... The prosecuting attorney, he told me that, or he said in the first time we appeared in court there, that I said on the video, the arrest tape, that I knew where him and his children lived, as if I made a threat to the officer on the arrest tape. I sent you a copy of that arrest tape. Did you get it?
No, I didn't. You better send me another copy, Kelly.
Okay.
Sometimes we don't get things that are sent to us. Now, you told us that you did not say that. Now, notice he arrests you and says, you threatened me. And then in the car later, he claims, oh, you threatened me again, trying to frame you. You never said that, did you?
No. As a matter of fact, I say on the arrest tape that what I was saying wasn't a threat to him. And I haven't once threatened him. I told him that on the arrest tape.
Now, you know they're going to try to bring in the jury and not even let them see the video.
Yeah, my lawyer said that they might do that.
Do you still have the same lawyer?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Listen,
I dropped the ball. American Free Press called me a month ago on this. There's all these other groups. Your story's far worse than the story in Alabama with putting the sign in the yard and getting arrested. That's it. I am not going to procrastinate. I'm going to get you in touch with the court watcher groups, with some others, today, Kelly.
Yeah.
Let me put you on hold. I'm going to talk to you during the break. I want to come back and continue talking. Folks, they arrested him for giving the cop the video, and now then they try to say, okay, well, then you threaten us in the car when that's not even on the tape. But see, how'd they get him in the car in the first place if the crime is in the car?
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart garden. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Kelly Rushing, Lyon County, Kentucky. I want you to tell the listeners what you just told me during the break about how in the pretrial they are fast-forwarding, the tape's been altered where you can't hear the officer, the tape fast-forwards and then suddenly slows down.
Yeah.
You said he called his wife when he first arrested you and said, I've caught the videotape bandit, I've got the Mr. Videotape Delivery Boy. The judge said you're guilty from the outset of giving them an anti-government video. Now, after they realize that they can't arrest you for having videotapes, though they thought that, now it's, oh, you threatened them in the police car, though that's not on the video, but magically now the video fast-forwards to a higher speed during certain periods. By the way, you got a copy of that?
Yes, I did.
Listen, I didn't get the copy. You got to overnight it to me. I can take it in a computer and slow down the parts that these idiots fast-forwarded. They think that they can do, you know, that doesn't work. Putting the tape in a recorder from LP to SP doesn't work. We can stop them.
Right.
And I don't know why that didn't get to me. You may have some shenanigans in your local post office. And again, this was in the local paper, people. You're facing a year in jail for a terroristic threat to a lord and for absolutely no reason. And you're going to trial Monday, or what's happening Monday?
Well, Monday I'm supposed to select a jury. From my understanding, the trial's going to be at 1 o'clock.
Now, you know this is going to be family members of the judge and the cop, and you're going to have to remove them from the jury. You're going to have to ask them, are you family members? Are you in law enforcement? Do you know what the First Amendment is?
Right.
And then you're going to have to demand that. And look, they do this over and over again. We get these squad car videos, and right when they start beating the person, the video cuts out, and oops, we had a malfunction. Or we get these out of the jail, you name it. Now, you're in so much. Listen, we've got to get the press on this now, Kelly. And I'm going to interview you this evening. I'm going to write an article for the website. Tell people the name of the judge, the name of the state police officer.
The state police officer is Officer Dobb. The judge is Bill McCaslin.
And I talked to Bill McCaslin.
Did you? Okay.
And I called him at his home.
Right, and he said act like he didn't know nothing about it, right?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
But these are incredible individuals. I tell you, did you hear the story about the fellow who just put the sign in his yard saying our court system's a joke and they arrested him?
Yes, I did.
And now they're grabbing AP reporters at public meetings? I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, they're really getting out of hand.
Well, it's going on all over the country. I they'll put you in jail for a year and they'll sleep just fine at night. I mean, he was that threatened. What all did Officer Dobb say to you while you were in the patrol car?
Well, he seemed to be trying to get me to actually threaten him, because he kept saying stuff like, you sound like you're mad, you know, and of course I said, well, why shouldn't I be mad? I'm being arrested for nothing. And then he tried to tell me, oh, that sounds like a threat to me, and that kind of thing, so... And then I told him, well, you know, I'm not threatening you. I haven't threatened you one time.
Now, did they play that in court, or is that part fast-forwarded over?
No, they haven't played any tapes in court. I haven't been to court yet.
Oh, so the tape they gave you is all screwed up.
Right.
Listen, you've got to send me an SP, original full-speed to full-speed copier. It won't work. You got to send it to me. And I will get off my hind end on this, and I'll go into the computer, and I'll physically slow it down.
I don't think they sent me the original copy.
Well, of course they didn't. They took the original, stuck it in a play deck, and then sat there in the record deck going super slow play to regular play. That's one of their little, and they're fools, because now we can fix that.
Right.
But then they're going to say you can't admit that, and then they're going to bring in a fake tape, probably with big chunks cut out of it, and he's going to say on his word that you threatened him.
Yeah, well, my lawyer told me that he put in a motion to press the tape.
Yeah, and by the way, your lawyer is a local good old boy, and you read that letter. You're in a lot of trouble, man.
Right. He told me yesterday that I told him that I wrote a letter to the ACLU, and he told me that he's been a longtime member of the ACLU. I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's generally bad. They're kind of a shill group that loses cases on purpose.
Right.
Listen to me. We got to get on this now. Looks like I'm not going to have a weekend. A month ago, I figured they dropped this. Now they haven't. They're going ahead with it. Have you said in court to the judge, Judge, this is crazy? Drop this? Or you just stand there and let the lawyer talk?
Well, I figured the lawyer would have put in a motion to drop it by now already anyway. I mean,
but he's getting money from you. How much have you paid him?
Well, so far, I paid him $400.
Now, I know you got the home phone numbers of the judge and others, and I called information for them as well, but do you have the number to the courthouse?
No, I don't know. Let me...
Yeah, try to dig some numbers out. I think it's time to give phone numbers out to public offices for redress of grievance. We'll be right back. Stay there, Kelly.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Don't give me a video or I'll have to arrest. All right, my friends. I'm going to write an article about the Kelly Rushing story tonight and in Lyon County, Super Police State, Kentucky. And Kelly, in a few minutes, hang up, call my wife. She's going to give me the number to the Court Watchers Association, the national director. They filed an official complaint last week on the Jackson County, Alabama, Circuit Court Judge Harrelson, and he's been reprimanded and has had to publicly apologize because they arrested a man for putting a sign in his yard. And when you call this group, tell them I sent you, just be very specific. You gave him videos, he arrested you saying, I'm arresting you for giving me these videos, then tried to frame you in the car, tell them what the judge said about you're guilty of giving us an anti-government video, and his comments to his wife, how they manipulated the tape. Explain this to them and tell them that I sent you. And I'm going to get the Court Watcher Association director on the show. There's several other groups that I found to get in touch with you, and then I couldn't find your number the last 3 weeks. But you're in a lot of trouble, Kelly. They will put you in jail for a year. That's what you're facing right now, for giving them a videotape. And they will... I'll tell you right now, your lawyer is either a complete moron or isn't working for you, saying that he wants to suppress the video, which you have a copy of, where you don't threaten the officer. Now, again, and the argument here is, showing this attempted frame-up is he arrests you and says, I'm arresting you for terroristic threats, for videos, then you're already in the car, and now they're saying the crime was committed in the car. Well, then why did they put you in the patrol car to begin with? This is blatant. That's why you should always keep your mouth completely shut, because they can take audio, edit it, they can do anything. We've seen it.
Yeah.
This officer, the state police officer, Dobb, is a complete power-tripping lunatic. Again, he called up and bragged to his wife. What were his exact words when he called his wife?
He called her and told her that he got the videotape delivery boy in the back seat.
And so now he wants to ruin your life, and you said he also said bandit or something?
No, I said that. I said, I guess I'm the video bandit.
Okay. Have you seen, how many times have you been in the court so far?
Just once.
Just the one, and exactly what did the judge, McCaslin, say to you when you came before his lordship?
Actually, they had a pretrial where I showed up in the very beginning.
So you've been to court twice?
Yeah, actually twice.
Now, yeah, let's be specific. Go through it.
Okay, and then they set a date where I came back, and then I came back, and then they said that they hadn't seen the arrest tape. The lawyer hadn't seen the arrest tape, so they set another date for them to be able to view the arrest tape. And now that we viewed it, we found that parts of it has been deleted by speeding it up.
And now what are they saying about this Monday court hearing? What is this being called?
Well, this is actually going to be the trial, I guess.
So they dropped the two charges of menacing.
Right.
And so they're just calling it a terroristic threat against a god.
Right.
Now I want to explain something. They're now doing this. The Supreme Court ruled last Monday that a old rancher on his own property mending a fence, not answering a police officer's questions, was resisting. So now, you see, not tipping your hat properly is assault. So they're nuts. They're out of control. And you had better get that new lawyer by Monday, and you'd better go in there and move for a motion to prepare your case. You're going to move for a motion to prepare your case that you're not ready for jury selection. You need to draw this out as long as possible.
Right.
Now, you said you talked to the prosecutor, your lawyer did, and that they don't want to do it, but the state police want this. So this lunatic, the state police officer, wants to put you in jail for giving him a tape of a congressman.
Well, it was your 911 tape is the one that he got all offended about.
Okay, but you gave him one tape and you gave him another tape.
The second tape, yeah, was off of C-SPAN, different other TV programs off of TV.
Now, in earlier shows, you told me they were also upset about that, though.
Excuse me?
In earlier shows, you told me they were also upset by that.
Well, I asked him on the arrest tape if he had seen the second tape, and he said no, that he hadn't. So, I don't know if he's watching.
Well, you know what's on Road to Tyranny? It's them pulling a veteran with no criminal record over who has one of my videos of Pocket Constitution, and they discuss whether it's illegal to have that or not,
right. And
go ahead and arrest her and charge her with assaulting him for having the video, and then later the jury saw that she didn't touch him, and so they found her not guilty of that. But you better watch it. They may not even, they'll probably show an edited version of the tape, not even let you talk and give you a year in jail, and the jury will sit there and smile at you, thinking they just stopped an Al-Qaeda member.
Right, yeah. I know the officer, some of the first words out of his mouth was he told me I was being arrested for terroristic threatening because I asked him, what am I being arrested for? And he wouldn't answer me. He said, wait till I get the cuffs on you. And after he had the cuffs on me, he said, you're being arrested for terroristic threatening. That's before anything else was even said in the car.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy will get up on stand probably, most of them do, and say he never said that. But it doesn't matter. You're not on the video saying anything anyways, but now your good old boy inside lawyer, probably cousins with the cop, is going, we're going to suppress that video for you, Kelly.
Yeah, it's funny that in the first time I went to court there that my lawyer walked up to the prosecuting attorney, and then the officer came in, and the officer and my lawyer went into a private room without me for some reason, and that didn't seem right at all.
Okay, buddy, you better get rid of... Didn't I tell you to get rid of that lawyer a month ago?
Yeah, but some things developed to where I thought he was okay, and then... Now I'm realizing that he's not. So.
Oh, they're probably both Masons.
Because it's a big deal around here.
Well, you better find...
This guy is 81 years old.
Kelly, I'm not going to be able to help you if you don't listen to me.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I've talked to your neighbors. I've talked to local people. You're no criminal record, real good person in the community. That doesn't matter.
Right.
You understand, you're going to spend a year in jail, and you're not going to have any of your constitutional rights anymore if you don't get rid of that lawyer.
Right.
Now, do you understand that he violated his so-called trust and his parameters when he went in that room with the police officer? Notice they came right back, and now he wants to help you by not showing the video where you don't say anything? Come on.
Yeah.
I told you they're going to try to suppress that tape.
Right. They are trying to do that.
Yeah, okay, they're trying to do it, and your lawyer says it's good for you to do it. Come on, Kelly.
Yeah.
Now, Monday, you have a new lawyer. You get a lawyer from an outside county, paying whatever you have to make sure they're not an establishment lawyer.
Right.
Tell you how you do this is you type in a search engine the name of the local county and who's won suits against the government. You find somebody that's gone after the government that has a record of it. Then you get them. You tell them what's happened. You go in and you move, and they have to give it to you, for a few more weeks to prepare your case and to get ready. And for them to give you an unedited tape. That's why the trial has to stop, because they've given you an edited tape.
Right.
I hope you're taking notes. And then you get yourself a few weeks. We get the news articles out. And then you move forward, we stop these people, and then you sue them, and that judge will be impeached.
Right.
Now, if you listen to me, you won't go to jail, probably. And I'm not sitting here giving you legal advice, but I know what I'm talking about. Or you can listen to your lawyer, who's in secret meetings with a police officer, telling you to do what they're asking.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is very, very, I'm very angry, Kelly. And, I love you for what you're doing for this country. I appreciate you. And God bless your brother who's been taking action to educate people as well. You're the salt of the earth, and these wicked people are going to come against us, just like they came against Christ.
Yeah.
There's going to come a time when a lot of these government people are going to have us killed. I hope you know that.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that.
I'm not saying these minions. These are just little toads, but the bigger ones. This is the system they want. Did you hear about Scalia having his guards grab AP reporters and steal their tapes?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, well, it's getting very bad, my friend. Very, very. They're arresting protesters on public streets when other people are allowed to be pro-government. It's just wall-to-wall evil everywhere. We're losing the country right now.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah, people better start waking up.
Well, I just want you to know what all of us are getting into. If we don't fight them, they are assuredly going to engage in mass global genocides. That is the New World Order is.
Yeah.
If we do fight them, it's going to save a lot of lives, and I mean fight them in the information war. If we do fight them in the information war, it's going to save a lot of lives. But those of us on the front lines may not fare too well, but that's a price I'm willing to pay. But in the position you're in, you've got to stand up. They will put you in jail, and they will sleep good knowing it.
Right.
And I'd imagine in your county they use the prisoners to clean the government buildings and stuff. You're going to get to have them talking down to you while you mop the floors. You want to do that for a year?
No, sir.
For giving them a videotape?
No.
Okay, I've been talking enough. You want to say anything? Go ahead.
Well, I'd just like to say that I hope everybody, tries to inform as many as they can right now, because this is very serious that's going on in the country right now. These people are basically out of control.
Basically?
Yep. That's the bottom line. They are out of control.
And that's the norm in history. Did you know before the war with the British, they were shutting down newspapers, arresting town criers? This is how it all started before.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's getting bad.
Man, I tell you, did the state police thug shoot his mouth off about how you were going down or anything?
Well, I don't know, because whatever he said, they deleted by speeding the tape up, so...
Well, they're idiots, and I don't know why I didn't get the tape. I'm going to go dig back. How long ago did you mail that tape?
Probably a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, I'll have to dig... How is it labeled?
Well, I sent it to an address, your girlfriend, I guess, or just
my girlfriend.
I sent it to Lamar. Yeah.
Well, that's not my girlfriend. I mean, I have a wife.
3001 South Lamar.
Yeah, no, that's the address.
Yeah,
3001 South Lamar.
Yeah.
Okay. What was it labeled?
Well, it was wrapped, okay, in just regular brown wrapping paper.
No, what was on the tape?
The tape had my name on it, and it had a number, U377.
Okay, I'll try to find it, but here's the deal. If they did that, they're so foolish. We can simply, probably on normal VCR, I can hit record as I play the other tape, and... No, it'll probably take a computer if they did that on the tape. What? I tell you, this is disgusting. I'll just have to put it through a computer and slow it down. It'll be hours of work, but it's worth it. How long was he shooting his mouth off?
Well, there's actually two spots where the tape is speeded up. One spot is where he goes inside the rental place and tells them that he's having my car towed. The other time is about a minute and 20 seconds where he speaks on his mic about, according to what you can see, about four times in his mic. And that part is...
Well, going back in time, what was he saying then? Going back in time, what was he saying then when you were in the car?
Well, when I was in the car, I don't know what he was saying, unless he said something inside...
When he was speaking into his microphone, what was he saying?
Well, I don't know. That part was speeded up.
Go back in your own memory.
I was in the car. I couldn't tell. This was out in front of the car when he was searching my vehicle and everything.
Oh, yeah. So he has a lapel microphone or a tie microphone.
Right. And
which is always the juiciest stuff when they're talking about you, what they're going to... You know,
right. So
in
you can tell that he turned his head toward that mic and...
Yeah, in the Abby Newman tape... that's when they shoot their mouth off about how they're going to frame her and what they're going to do. Okay, now I understand. Yeah, that's
right.
Going to be real juicy.
Yeah.
Real juicy. I'll guarantee it. Okay, now I got you.
Cool.
Again, folks, it's a radio transmitter. It transmits back to the VCR inside the car, and then the audio gets picked up. Okay, now I understand. Kelly, I'm so mad about this. God bless you. I'm so sorry this is happening. I want you to hang up and call my wife, Violet.
I will.
And she's going to give you some phone numbers. I want you to call these people and go through the story for them. I'm going to call them this afternoon. When is it a good time for me to call you today?
Well, you can call me anytime, really, up till, you know, probably 10 o'clock.
Be sure and keep your phone on.
Yeah, I keep it on my side here.
Okay, keep it on. And I'm going to need to just check names, check facts. I'm going to write about a two-page article on this.
Okay.
And I can just kick myself. American Free Press called a month ago. I don't remember the name of the reporter. I lost the facts. I'm just so overwhelmed. I apologize to you. We're going to get you the media attention you need. And you better get rid of that lawyer now.
I'm going as soon as I hang up with you and I talk to your wife.
Now again, you can still get convicted. And I'm telling you, this is what I would do. I'm not giving you advice, though.
Right.
What I would do is... I would move with a motion for a continuance for a few weeks, if that's the proper term.
Right.
So you can get the original tape or ascertain if this is the original tape. You have to enter that motion. Your lawyer won't do it for you. You have to get a new one.
Right.
Do it yourself. You need to do that because you need to fire your lawyer. Might even do it there at the meeting and say you're moving here, and then have the motion already there from one of these legal groups for a continuance for a few weeks so you can prepare your case and get the original video.
Right.
You need to do that, and you need to then, if they say no, say, all right, that'll go into my appeal. I am now going to move for a motion to enter the videotape as evidence, even the altered one you brought forward, which, by the way, is a felony. It's a felony to alter evidence. Very serious felony.
Right. Right. Okay.
Okay? So...
Okay.
I need you to do that. If you, that's what I would do. You do what you feel's right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll do that. I hope that the judge will grant that.
Well, he has to. I mean, look, he already shot his mouth off and said, you are guilty. And you've got witnesses of that, which you can put on stand and then cross, you know, a reference and see if you catch him in a lie. But he already, that judge has to recuse himself for saying that.
Right. Isn't there a tape of that in the courtroom when they...
But a lot of these courts don't even follow the state laws on that.
Oh, okay.
Look, you better get in touch with court watchers and others, and I want listeners to call in and tell me groups they think are good. I had a bunch of them written down, and of course, just piles of stuff every day. I can't find it. Kelly, I've got a bunch of other groups for you. You're in a lot of trouble, and I want to try to help you, and this just again, this is with one of our listeners. You see it all over the country with AP reporters, guys putting signs in their yards, people helping homeless chickens. I mean, it's just incredible. Kelly, I want you to call that number I gave you right now.
I will.
God bless you. Okay, take care. Did you hear that, folks? That's the new America. And I got a bunch of other articles just like this today in other parts of the country that isn't related to us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The head of Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, where Scalia, the Supreme Court Justice, goes around to public schools, colleges, and selectively tells reporters they can't videotape and tape, but everybody else can. They have federal marshals grab their stuff, steal it from them, erase their tapes. They think they're God. Now, in Lyon County, Kentucky, you give a police officer some videos, he takes it as a threat, puts the handcuffs on you, puts you in the car, says you're being arrested for terroristic threats, and then later drops that and says, oh, you threatened me in the car. Well, how'd you get him in the car then? What'd you get him in the car for? And then you get the videotape and it's been edited. And now they're trying to suppress that tape and don't want it shown. If you got him threatening them, why don't you just show the video? But see, suddenly his good old boy lawyer, who goes and has secret meetings with the cop, says, oh, we need to suppress that, Kelly. All right, we need to do that. You can trust me, Kelly. I'm your friend. And for those that are doubting this, the judge in Alabama had a guy arrested for putting a little sign in his yard that said our court system's a joke. It is a joke. It's more than a joke. It's disgusting. What do you think about all this? Then we'll get into the carnage in Iraq, and boy, is it massive. Three different cities held now by Iraqis. Very serious situation. A bunch of other police state news. Before I go to the loaded phones, we'll take a lot of your calls today. Robert and Joanne and Davey and Larry and everybody else that's holding, and Chris, I've made 10 films. These are the evil films that show world leaders saying they want a new world order, that show clips of newscasts and mainstream documents and interviews with public officials documenting how the globalists carried out 9-11, 9-11 the road to tyranny, masters of terror. I snuck into Bohemian Grove, got video of the satanic ritual. That's aired on national television on the Trio Network. Get the two-hour version that I put out. These are powerful films, and in 99% of America, you still won't get arrested for having them yet. Get them, make copies, wake people up, get them out to public officials, give them to county commissioners, local talk show hosts. Most of them aren't evil and are waking up. People are very open-minded right now because they've seen the tyranny for themselves. Toll-free number to get the films, well, they're $25.95, $20 if you order three or more. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. Again, that's 888-253-3139 or infowars.com or prisonplanet.com, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Tennessee. Robert, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Could you tell me anything about Terry? How's he doing?
Who?
Terry Sandler. Terry Sabo Sandler.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Terry, the one that's in the hospital in Florida.
Oh, Terry Schiavo.
Yeah.
The government's still trying to kill her, and she's not in a coma. She's wide awake, and they want to kill her, as the Wall Street Journal's reported, hundreds of people killed a year begging for food and water, paralyzed from the neck down. In her case, she can't talk, but in many cases, they can actually beg for food and water.
Well, I heard you this morning on Dave and Joyce's show.
Uh-huh.
And, we have a police state here in Knoxville, Knox County.
Well, the government's our owners, our masters now, and they're sure acting like it, and I'm here to tell them I'm not their slave. Thanks for the call. Second hour, we'll go right to your calls into more news. Stay with us. You want to respond to this Kelly Rushing situation or the AP reporters having their tape stolen by Anthony Scalia? We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.